Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello and welcome. I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you today. Vibrant Thursday. I want to give you guys something that's like hot off the inspiration, if you will. Hot off my, you know, we live our lives, we have a good life, we live by vital rhythmic pulsations, vital rhythm pulsations. And we move those vital rhythm pulsations into relationship, relationalness. So when something's really moving you, the idea is to move it with someone else, right? To really take it relationally. You know, the last, many years, we have these false notions of empowerment, power being a solo thing. It's really a relational thing. Well, I want to welcome Ariel Bonberg, who's with us today. He's my producer in New York, and he's doing my Instagram, which I'm really excited about, to convey some of these living principles, the things that, you know, the things that help us dissolve beliefs and thought viruses. And today, I'm going to speak about how to build your kind of your vibrant vision. And I'm going to be very specific, because I'm doing something right now that I'm so moved about. Now, we got Ariel here. I want to check if Sherry's here. Sherry? You got Sherry there yet? Sherry? Just Ariel. Thank you. That's a powerful. That sounded very official, didn't it? It sounded very official. All right. Just Ariel. Welcome, Ariel.
Thank you. Thanks, son.
Yeah. Over the last, I'm going to get into this. I want to invite you guys. I'm going to share a vision. I want you to tell me if this vision moves you, you know. And then I'm going to talk about the power of having a vibrant vision team. I'm going to get into that. I think the first thing I want to share with you is I'm starting a new format called Vibrant Dogs. Vibrant Dogs. And Over the years, I had a very profound experience. This friend of mine was a psychiatrist, and he studied things that were very unusual. He studied light, the impact of light on our lives, our immune system, how it impacts our consciousness, and also cancer, how it impacts cancer. Light's very powerful medicine, particularly that full spectrum, not the fake light inside. But one day, we'd known each other probably 8 years, and he called me up one day, and he used to call me Buber, after this Jewish mystic, Martin Buber. And he says, Buber, I want you to come up and get this dog. And we had the relationship then where I would just sort of, if he said something, I just sort of would go up, and I did. I went up and I got this kind of larger Rottweiler. Because he said to me, he says, well, Rottweilers deal in life and death issues, and they can help people in a way that's very unique and distinct. So next thing I know, I got this Rottweiler in the car with me, and the Rottweiler was like putting his big head in my lap, and I brought the dog home, and my daughter hid in the room, Leisha hid in the room, and about 3 days later, she came out to start to teach Ben. The dog's name was Ben, and I started to see that this dog, the Rottweiler, he had this invisible Yeah, and we did a whole form yesterday on invisible medicine, but this invisible quality of bringing us together was a very beautiful thing. My son really, Michael really bonded with him, Donna did, and I was very interested in how, well, dogs in particular impacted people's lives and how they kind of bridged this world that often isn't seen. And what I mean is that they had a certain kind of medicine. And there's a book called Dog Medicine, which I recommend. And what I decided to do was put together something on this. And I knew I needed a key person. I needed someone to produce this that was a kind of this one-of-a-kind person. And because I always think, when I think about something, I realize it's always going to be a relational equation. It's always going to be someone who comes in that amplifies and makes it different because it's them. So my specialty is teams, vibrant teams, and being a very different kind of matchmaker. And I'm going to give you guys a sample session of how I work with someone around vibrant matchmaking later. So I met Bree about 3 days ago. I met her in a Target store, believe it or not. And I saw her with Arrow, her dog, and I just sort of watched the wonder of how she worked with Arrow. And it made me appreciate and I wanted to tell her story because there's so much to say about her story. And part of the story is, you know, we get diagnosed. We get certain interpretations about ourselves and in certain descriptions by other people. I call it scripting. And a lot of times we get distracted or we begin to live our life from the script. A vibrant team is people that come together and they kind of dissolve each other's scripts. We focus on the superpower in each other and bringing that forward, if you will, invoking that forward. So a lot of you heard the title of my book, Divorce the Patterns, Not Each Other. Divorce the Patterns, Not Each Other. Well, part of a pattern is a script. It's kind of we have a habitual way of seeing people. Like as an example, you say, well, I know so-and-so, they're like that, or that person's this. Or it's almost like we walk around and we have certain nets. And if a person looks a certain way and they speak a certain way, we kind of put them into a certain script. And, of course, we do that in relationship. It begins to hinder the relationship. How the tipping point for a lot of my coaching, and I'm one of the pioneers in the field of life coaching, I was at an event in New York. I was at a ski show. And I've told the story so much, but it was sort of a turning point in perception. But I saw someone... it was a big, big ski show, and they had this this huge slide, this huge fabricated artificial, like it was a conveyor belt. It was a huge platform that was 60 feet high, and there was an announcer with a tuxedo, and he was inviting someone to get up and ski down this amazing art contraption that was it looked kind of like a stage, and then it had a ski slide off the side of it, like a conveyor belt, if you can imagine. Are you imagining this, as I say it, Ariel, am I describing this good? It's like a platform, and then there was a slide, a conveyor belt, and you could actually go on, and if you're a master skier, you could ski it. You got the image of that, Ariel?
Yep.
How am I doing with the image? Okay, great. Okay, so I'm in the audience with thousands of people at the Felt Forum, and I'm watching this. And I know at this point in my life that I feel like there's something totally missing, missing in school. There's something about fulfillment. There's something about this other quality of dark horseness, I'll call it. So dark horse is someone who they feel a sense of fulfillment. You could say a sense of soul. You could say a sense of meaning. And a whole bunch of stuff on the outside doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't make sense to just focus on just getting degrees. It doesn't. And I could see that the people that I'm interested in, they have this quality of being a dark horse. There's a new book on this topic, by the way. So I'm standing there, and I'm kind of standing with thousands of people, and this the announcer, the guy with the tuxedo, says, does anybody want to come up and give us a shot? And I'm thinking, like, you know, you appreciate this is quite a task, skiing on a conveyor belt going 60 miles an hour, coming off coming off the stage. And this guy, he looks like a really goofy guy. He doesn't look like he's much of an athlete. And he puts the skis on, they turn the Beatles music off, and the announcer says, ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, John Miller, and he's going to do this. And the guy, and by the way, there's an ambulance and a what do you call it, like a rescue squad down there and a safety net. And he gets on there, and he falls terribly, and it looks like he's going to kill himself. He fell into the net, and he waves his hand, and he was all right. And the music goes back on. I want you to think about your life. The life, because one of the themes of the show today is going to be how to break the trance. And so when you come together on a team, a true team is when you see each other. I'm going to go back to the story. When you see each other from a sense of who you are, what your superpowers are, you break the trance. So the trance is who habitually you think you are and habitually who people think they know you are. It's a trance, right? As a matter of fact, illness is a trance. As a matter of fact, a lot of things around us have this quality of a trance where it's sort of, it's like the tail wagging the dog. Yeah. So anyway, the music comes back on. Everybody settles down. He gets off the safety net, and you know, like it's back to normal. You know, like this occurred. He couldn't ski off the ramp, the conveyor belt. And but I'm standing there, and it's caught my attention in a very profound way. It's caught my attention. I don't know why. Something about it was very familiar. What was familiar to me, by the way, was how quick we strip people. It's very quick. It's like before you know, we just do. We think this person's like that. And it happens almost like, well, we think we know something. You know, my work is a vibrant matchmaker, which is very different than conventional matchmaking. I teach people not to try to get to know someone. Much better to recognize them and bring the recognition forward. Very different is knowing, or I should say trying to know someone, and is recognition. Recognition is when you see someone and you kind of bring, you help them pull that other aspect forward, that splendor, that wonder. Very different. So the music comes back on. The guy with the bow tie says, "Does anybody else want to give this a shot?" And so sure enough, the same guy gets up again, and the crowd—you can tell in their faces—they're shocked because they think that he's a klutz. He'll never make it. He gets up on the stage. They turn the music off. He does it again. This time, he gets. What you got to do is you got to transition off the little stage onto the conveyor belt going 60 miles an hour. And he falls really worse this time, and it looks terrible. And everybody's kind of standing there with their mouths open, you know. They're standing there because they're shocked that he did it again. They let him do it again. And isn't that how life is? We have this certain trance, and, you know, like we see someone and they move a certain way. We say that's because they're old or that's because they have a disability. And so we kind of have a certain compassion, but there's another level of compassion where the thing is to see them in a different way and realize you pull that attribute out of them, right? It's sort of a different thing. It's a different thing to see someone come out of a collapsed to a buoyant quality. And I'm going to get into more specifics. So anyway, I'm standing there and I see he comes up again. It's the third time. He's the only volunteer for the time, and no one could believe it. We often don't believe things that are beyond what we could believe. Most of our beliefs are diseases. You guys know that. We have a lot of beliefs that are diseases. We have beliefs about relationship. We have beliefs about divorce. We have beliefs about what we could be, what other people be. And it's just sort of in the terminal normality of things. In the terminal normality of things, there's a certain feel, a certain pace, a certain thought system. You know, when I say terminal normality, you get the picture. How do we free ourselves from that? To be relational to each other in a way where this wonderful splendor, this wonderful quality transfers back and forth. I'm making a film as we speak, and it's so beautiful because the whole film is really about being in life, having a certain experience, and then revisioning it and living a different quality of life together. The film is called The Announcement. I'm going to go back to the auditorium one more time. Now, this is the third time. Are you saying with me on this, Ariel? Am I doing good? I'm going back and forth a little. But are you with me on this so far?
Yeah, I'm completely with you.
Oh, you're amazing. All right, you're going to get a special something for this. Okay, so I'm at the Feld Forum, and this is the third time this gentleman's going to give it a shot. And now I'm really curious because now he's broken so many social laws. Social, you know, we make social rules so quick. When you're in a room, I want you to pay attention to what you make up about people. I want you to just notice that and pull back from it. And just become conscious. In my classes, I ask people to take different seats, and I ask people to notice the assumptions they have about other people, because I say that the assumptions and conclusions we have is the poison that we carry. The assumption and conclusion we have of the poisons that we carry. So now it's the third time. This guy, he felt terribly the first two times. No one else has volunteered, thousands of people to vote for him. No one else. But he volunteers the third time. And this is leaving everybody flexed and confused. But the third time was a very different time. So the announcer once again says, here's John Miller, and he's going to do this. And everybody's like totally shocked. They can't believe that this guy's going to do something that he totally failed at. He failed, you know, he fell. And everybody had their conclusions. And the third time, he begins to fall, because he goes off the platform, and he begins to fall on this conveyor belt, which is going about 60 miles an hour, like a conveyor belt, like almost like a very hard ski trail. And what he does this incredible flip. And from the flip, he pops back down on the conveyor belt, and then he jumps in the air and does this incredible 360. He rips his shirt off, and the announcer says, ladies and gentlemen, John Clendenin, the 1992 freestyle champion. And I thought to myself, wow, sometimes things get conveyed non-verbally. I just thought to myself, like, that's really who he was. No one saw that. He was doing things in a predictable way. Okay, that's a story. And then I have an invitation for you guys. First, I want to check with Ariel, and I want to check if Sherry actually is here. Just check with that. So, Sherry, you're probably not here. If you are, are you here, Sherry? It sounds like you're at a wood shop today, Chris. I guess that was a no. Okay, thank you. Oh, okay, no, it sounded kind of cool. I thought you were doing something like you were robbing a bank or something. It sounded like you were underground. All right, so Ariel.
You got to rob the bank with good music, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like a movie scene. Maybe he's doing a movie scene. All right, so Sherry's not here. It happens. All right. So say anything. What strikes you about anything about anything? What I just shared?
You mentioned a lot about the trance and how we get in a trance life, and it could either, and in more cases than not, it usually can throw us off from where mm-hmm. we want to be. And it's very interesting because, you know, from a homeopathic perspective, you know, this is something that's very common that we see all the time in practice. So instead of trance, though, we call it, it's more along the lines of susceptibility, mm-hmm. which basically is in a very similar definition. It basically means that it's a state of health and being where somebody is due to certain, it can be external stimuli or inner stimuli, you know, whatever it may be on any level, that somebody, that for whatever reason, a person becomes susceptible or open to inner dis-ease, to an inner dis-ease resulting in a person's vital force. And this is what this basically is the catalyst in resulting in, which eventually is the mental, emotional, and physical ailments that a person experiences, which again are all manifestations of that inner dis-ease, which is ignited by that susceptibility occurring. And, you know, it's really true, though. We all find ourselves at a trance in life. You know, we'll be in one state and then, you know, something will happen or we'll go through something or whatever mm-hmm. it may be. And then we're in this other reality, which creates these thought barriers that are trapped in this other reality. But really, though, you know, it's really an illusion. It's really illusion in our minds, because at the end of the day, if a person is really grounded and they're really focused and they have mm-hmm. the right tools with them, you know, they can see through that trance and they can really perceive how that trance is an illusion. It's a thought virus. It's, you know, at the end of the day, we make our own reality. We make our own destiny and our own path in life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there are definitely times where we may temporarily get stuck in a trance, but we have to realize that those trances that happen to us, it's an illusion, and when we really look at the big picture, the trance is—it's nothing. It's a trance. It's like you mentioned, people are in like at a party and or at an event where people yeah. actually do get into trances, when you're looking from the outside, or when even a person's in that trance and they're able to, you know, step on the outside, they can really see how it's really fake.
All right, we'll take a brief pause. We'll see if we could find Sherry. Hopefully Chris will come out from under that construction work underground and let us know if Sherry has arrived. And then I'm going to talk to you about something that I feel it might really stir your soul. Stay with us here on the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, for myself and Ariel. Your life's precious. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, she's there.
Hello.
There you go. Mrs. Fabulous is here. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks. Glenn Brooks. We got Sherry here through all the construction underground work. Ariel Bonberg's with us, my New York producer, and very loyal, by the way. He's a very loyal human being, Ariel. Loyal, and he's married, Sherry. Married at 26. That's one of those blessings in life. One of those blessings.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
hello.
I was going over the story that was a pivotal kind of a point of velocity in my life. And I was just saying to people that we live in this trance, but I was saying that the way we come out of trance is we have a higher pulsation. So, for instance, you know, you take someone and you give them a certain mission, or they have a sense of mission, and it raises them above the trance, or you could call it the thought virus. So I wanted to give you guys, so what I wanted to do today is tell you that when I have this host training. It's called the Vibrant Living Host Training, to become a high vibrant living host. And I realize a lot of people think, well, you host a show and you provide information. And when I think about it, I think, well, how do you transform your body? How do you become physically stronger? How do you become more aware of what's actually in the room? Like physically, how do you sense things? How do you read people? When you're on a stage, how do you own that stage? So when I think about becoming a host of the Vibrant Living Network, there's a lot to embody. There's a lot there. And also the other dimension is, how do you be on a team? So when you guys come together, it's a team. So I want to invite you guys to something, and then I'm going to kind of connect that with something I want you to do for the new year. So I'm going to give you this. I need your feedback, Sherry. Introduce you. I forgot to introduce you. Why don't you introduce yourself? My mistake.
Hello, my name is Sherry Marquez, and I live in South Florida. I've been a dog trainer for 18 years. I own my own company, and I am also an energy healer for animals and people. So my mission is to help as many people and animals as possible, and happy pets equal happy owners.
Oh, wow. That's a classic phrase twisted around. Yeah, Jerry, we're actually producing a new show. Now, next week, I'm going to have Bree on. I know when you guys hear the story of Bree, it's going to absolutely blow. It's on so many levels, it's going to blow your mind. So she'll be on next week, and she's going to be one of our producers for Vibrant Dogs. And Vibrant Dogs is very much about the harmony that occurs when dogs and people kind of come together. This other, if you will, medicine, this other awareness, this other intelligence, right? So, and you hear this incredible story about what happened in Bree's life. And so it was a very powerful connection I had with her. I kind of thought to myself, I need someone to be in this position, and she just showed up. So you'll hear her story, and you'll catch that. Now, when I think about, someone very recently came to me who's on my team, and I'm not able to say exactly what this is, but I'm going to say this is in the realm of something like Radio City Music Hall, something that you would recognize. I'm just waiting to, if you will, sign the papers. But I want to paint a little vision, and then I want to share with you guys the opportunity of going beyond where you've been in a very different way. So first I'm going to give you the invitation. I'll say what this is. Imagine if I said to you that you could be on one of the world's, a very prestigious stage, a stage where they know the name all around the world of the stage, and artists and performers go there. And you had an opportunity for the next 6 months to put together a talk that was a vibrant talk that you haven't done before. You've never done this talk. You have an inside team of people because the other people speaking with you, the nine other people, let's say there's 10 of us, are going to totally cover your back, and they're going to bring forward with you. They're going to invoke and summon that super wonder that's inside of you. So when you give this talk, your nervous system, your intelligence, the wonder of you is going to come through in another whole way. And you're going to experience this as we practice together for the 6 months. Social media-wise, you'll be totally covered. We have an inside photographer who's off the planet. She's amazing. So imagine if you could walk on the stage and give the talk you always dreamed about giving, in your inspired moments, that message that you, even if you had a vague sense of it, that being in this group was going to bring this to another level. And we all start with a vibrant vision journal. And the way that I teach people this, and I do this with couples too, is that I have couples make a vibrant vision journal for each other. And then I have them read their relational vision. In teams, very similar. I have an all right, and how we start is what's possible beyond possible. What's possible beyond possible? So if you could own that stage, right? So how would you, is it really clear and enticing what I'm saying, Sherry? Tell me how I want to make sure I'm conveying this strongly and powerful. Is it clear what my offer is here?
Yes, it's clear.
Incredible. I like the way you said yes. I love the way you said yes. Although I was expecting you to say fabulous, because you usually say fabulous when that's your next level of voltage of word. Okay, you said yes. All right.
I just have to get used to using fabulous as
please.
A fabulous answer.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous idea.
You know what's really interesting? Oh, I find this really interesting. That I'm just fascinated by not just language, but how people listen and then how people speak. And then I realize there's this gap. The gap is the invisible, that moment before we take action. Now, I was not thinking about this. I was observing this in my life. I was seeing the power of it. And then it was expressed to me via a story. Because one of the things that I love working with people on exploring is how to tell a story. The story that you felt you would come to Now, I used to say it like this. I say it differently. What I used to say is to sing the song you came to sing. That's how I used to say it. I say it differently now. I say that you, the song that you came to sing together, that the relational song, which is a little different, so that when you're with your partner or you're with your team, you've come together to sing a song together. And so now when I work with anybody, even individuals, I always explore with them the relational union that they're in. Always. Because unbeknownst to most people, and I know this is going to blow your mind today, but a lot of people that go to do enlightenment trainings, it hurts their relationship very often. Why would that be? I'm going to go to Sherry first, then you, Von Berg. Let's see what Sherry says. Sherry, there's $100,000 on the line for this question. Why would it be that something that helps your personal growth could hurt your relationship?
Hey, Glenn, Teshna's on too.
Oh, Teshna, great. Good, perfect. Welcome, Teshna. Dr. Mm-hmm. Teshna, I promised you, Dr. Teshna, today I was going to do a demonstration on the vibrant matchmaking. So that's going to happen. I want to welcome Teshna. Teshna, I want to introduce you to Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
It's Dr. Teshna.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
We're going to, Sherry's going to open up Vibrant Living Florida. We have Ariel Bonberg. And I just said, mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard what I said, Teshna. I was talking about the difference between, I think I just asked the question, why would it be that individual and personal growth could interfere with your relationship? I just put it out there, and then Sherry's beginning to answer when you were kind enough to announce your presence. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're not doing it together, then the person that is the mate that's not doing it is can feel a bit jealous that the other mate is expanding on their enlightenment, and they see their progress, but they don't want to hinder them, but in a way they may hinder them because they're upset that they didn't be a part of the process and do it together.
Yeah, we thank you. So we're doing a weekend at Menla. It's a beautiful, beautiful center in the Catskills in New York. We're doing a weekend called Divorce to Patterns, not each other. Divorce to Patterns, not each other. So yes, what most people learn relationally is actually, I know this is going to surprise, it's actually incredibly unscientific. We've been functioning in the last 100 years under such silliness that's not accurate. So we break relationship. Like most people, what they say about broken relationship, and then we're going to dive into your session, Sherry. What most people say about relationship is they think it's the content of the relationship, the money, the sex, the things that they could talk about in language that's breaking the relationship. It's not. It's the context. The context is the content is the cloud. The context is the sky. And what we learn about relationship is the opposite. So what we learned about, so we're going to do a session right now. We're going to do a vibrant matchmaking session that Teshna and Ariel could be a part of. And I'll open it up to them because I want them to be a part of this. So, Sherry, the first thing I want you to do is allow yourself to take 3 exhales.
Okay.
Exhale 3 times. Yeah. I'm doing it with you. I forgot to ask you if you were a long exhale. Let me know when you're done.
Yes, I'm done.
No, I'm just totally okay. We laugh.
I'm ready.
Good. No, that's so beautiful. We're laughing our way to awakeness. So what's sort of distinct about vibrant matchmaking is rather than you meeting someone just once, what's really distinct about vibrant matchmaking is about deepening into vibrancy as a way of life, as a way of loving, as a way of making love. So, and I meet people at all levels. And so how this started really was I had this one-of-a-kind vision come to me, and it woke me up. It changed the way I breathe. I felt my cells, and I wrote it down, and that was divorce the patterns on each other. And then I started to meet people. No matter what I was doing, no matter where I was, people speak to me about relationship. And I got to talk to all kinds of people. So here's what I want to ask you. Tell me the thing that pulsates. Like, if you could have a... Tell me what you really would love in a vibrant relationship. Tell me the thing that you would like if there was another level of relationship. So come to the session as if you had a magic wand with me. We also have magic wands. And we're here to amplify this wonder of relationship in your life. What would you share?
All right. So
take your time.
My ideal mate would be calm. Has to love animals, of course. that's a must. Adventurous, fun, ambitious, motivated. Not too much, like, no stress in regards to allowing my independence, because my relationship with my ex-husband was very, he's just very jealous and controlling. So, you know, what I was looking for is finding love with no stress and jealousy. So laid back, adventurous, ambitious, creative, love for animals, and obviously a deep intimacy throughout the relationship. And an open communication. Open communication is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we're going to take a brief pause. You know, we're going to take a brief pause, but I want you to... What's that? I want to explore with you. No, I liked it. That was, I think Teshna's vibration coordinated that. Stay with us for more Vibrant Living and Vibrant Matchmaking and you in one moment. And Bonberg, of course. He's Bonberg's going to be with us. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks with the Vibrant Living Network. Ear to ear, coast to coast. And all those amazing...
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Vibrant Living Network, I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Dr. Teshna. We're doing a live Vibrant Matchmaking session, Ariel Bonberg, and you. This kind of matchmaking is very different. It's not a conventional type matchmaking where I'm just looking for one person, really looking to embrace another whole level of vibrancy and energy in our lives. And it's and Sherry's with us. So, you know, I want to ask you another question. It's going to be a little different. So a lot of relationship is non-linear. It's actually something much deeper. It's not about chemistry. There's a deeper thing than chemistry. So I want to ask you kind of an unusual question. It's kind of an inner edge question. I'm curious what your experience is of the masculine, those qualities in men that we don't hear much about. You know, we hear a lot of things about men that are collapse qualities, but what moves you to be in relationship with the masculine, having that masculine energy in your life? What is it that really, really moves you about that?
I guess it's your strength to overcome like difficulties. I give a lot of credit to the men who know they tap into and they feel their masculinity, but they also they learn and are able to tap into their feminine qualities as well. And are not afraid to just show their emotional side, you know?
In this question, I want you to just focus on what the masculine means to you. Like, in other words, I know you have a lot of ideas about it, but I just wanted to see what it was. Because what I'm looking for is there's something in this genuine thing that's very different than the counterfeit. So I'm just kind of curious, when you feel unscripted, there's something in the masculine that was rarely talked about. So I'm just curious what that would be for you. If you had to say there was three attributes, what would the three attributes be for you about the masculine that makes you feel like you want to be in this deepest relationship with the masculine?
So strength, confidence, and strength, confidence, and emotional, I guess.
So
it's being being strong. But, like, you know, allowing their compassion to come through.
The highest form of relationship is always interdependent. We need each other. So the opportunity of relationship is to go past the scripts or the notions of relationship. So, I'm going to open this up a little bit. I want to open it up only in the sense that I want Teshna and Ariel to be able to join us. But so the point of this session, the opening session, is to see what's really there. There's another breath in you, Sherry. There's something else, another level that in dialogue comes through, and you come aware of. So the idea is what I want you to be aware of is if there's an obstacle. I just want you to be aware, and then by the end of the session, before you get off the air today, I'm going to share something with you, how you could be in touch and bring that out of the person, bring that out of the masculine. So by the time we finish today, I'm going to share something with you where you could begin to, you know, how I talked earlier today that we bring out things in people. See, we don't script people, which is why we divorce from people. We script them. They become this dead thing, this darkened image in our mind. and we don't script someone, we have an opportunity to invoke someone. Does that make sense? Like, if we don't script them and put something on them, I think we know them. We have another opportunity. Another opportunity is to see something in them that puts them in touch with that wonder, and then that wonder of relationship. A little different than how we've learned it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't learn it that way at all. We learn that what we think we know about someone, we script about someone, is accurate. Then we go and tell other people, and other people agree with us. It's kind of like a...
With the scripting, like, people get nervous about whether they're going to remember everything that was scripted. So when it's not scripted, it's just free-flowing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this film that I'm putting together, what's really beautiful is we have people coming in the film that have remarried. But you see, when you hear them speak about it, it's so different. They speak about it with such a sense of wonder and reverence. And so part of my intention is to share something unusual. So, Tesha, as I'm doing the session live with Sherry, you know, I want to give people a taste. I just wanted to get anything, since we're going to be working with people who want to, with men divorce dependents on each other. So a lot of people, when they're heading towards divorce, they feel separate. They're actually scripting the other person, right? They're kind of casting a script and looking for agreement about it, which is very different than vibrant matchmaking, a little different. I just wanted, since you're here live, Tesha, what would you want to share? Is there anything you want to share that you notice in relation to Sherry and what's happening right now in the vibrant matchmaking session?
No, I'm just observing. I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. And what about you, Ariel?
I mean, for me, when it comes to vibrant matching and really finding, you know, really finding the right one, or what it was for me at least, before I was married, you know, there are certain factors I really, really made very important. And for me, one of those factors was, you know, in meeting that right person, did I feel, you know, do I see a sense of whole or unity? Because, you know, as we mentioned many times before, when we, you know, when we date and we would look for our better half or for our other half, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for that other half that really fits, you know, with who we are and where we want to go and our interests and our goals and our beliefs and things like that. And it's not necessarily that it has to be the same, you know. In fact, many of great marriages and couples and relationships are built on the fact that there are couples that both sides are opposites, but those opposites are very complementary. And when we see that as one unit synergized, you know, together in an energetic and vibrant and dynamic way, then, you know, that's something that can be perceived or that can be felt or that can be seen, you know, as time goes on. And it's something that it's really subjective to everybody. So for some people, they can perceive that, you know, from the get-go or after a few days or later on. But at the end of the day, it really takes time and effort and patience to really see. And especially getting to know the other person on a more deeper, more profound level.
I want to get back to Sherry because I promised her I was going to give her something So I want to say, thank you, Ariel. As you share, Sherry, I'm listening to you at this other level.
Sure.
So what I want to, so what do you notice when you spoke about yourself or what you spoke about? What was so for you? What do you notice? Like, what would you say about what you said or anything you noticed?
I don't know. I mean, I guess when I was thinking about it, what did I notice? Well, because I'm live, I guess, like, you know, part of me was like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, I really had to think about it.
Sure. Well, I'm asking you to think about things in a very different way. Yeah. Part of what it is, I'm asking you to break a little bit of a trance. So it's not. I want to say, I'm asking you to break a little bit of a trance. Is what we do when we see a little different. We're breaking the trance of what I call sometimes terminal normality. And what I'm asking is that there's something so magnificent and moving and soul stirring about relationship, not the counterfeit marriage, but the real marriage. It's about a unification and a unity. And that's right. You mentioned intimacy. It's a kind of intimacy that changes your hormones, that alters your whole universe. And we could pretend we could be self, we could be independent and all this other stuff. But at the deepest level, I'm sort of asking you to pay attention to. And then I want to share something with you to bring in your life. Is there anything else that's occurring that you want to share?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I would like to, because I mean, like right now in my relationship, we have a very good connection, but our main stress is over money and, you know, just making enough money to be comfortable, pay the bills, and enjoy the enjoyment. But I mean, like, you know, it has to be on a partnership level where each of us feels comfortable with what we're doing or putting forth. Yeah. So the equality of the relationship.
So you don't got to say, Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask you.
A woman that, like, you know. I'm not the type of woman that I want a man to support me. You know what I'm saying? I want the equality of we're both working hard to help each other and pay for what needs to be paid for and then enjoy afterwards. So.
There's something I just want to say that when a man, there's so much to share. You're raising a very profound topic. So I want to ask you a question. What physical part of your body? Because I want to give you the sex talk, because I promised I was going to give you something that you're going to practice and come back on. Is there certain parts of your body in your awareness that allow you to feel more receptivity to life or energy in life or I'm going to say the masculine. Is there anything that you feel is in your body that you feel very receptive? You can just pay attention to what parts of those, the parts of your body that feel very receptive to energy and this quality of masculinity. So just tune into that for a second, and then I'm going to give you a little exercise, all right?
Okay, so what part of my body is...
Yeah, in other words, when you feel receptive, or you feel you're receiving... I just want you to be aware that is in your body. So as an example, I notice my hands. I sometimes notice my throat. I notice when I'm places, when I'm working with people on their message, when I'm playing with people on their message, there's certain parts that I could receive them and I could encourage them certain ways by my physicality. So I'm going to give you this exercise right now. So I want you to play with this because you'll notice parts of your body. So what I want you to do is... I want you to exhale at your own pace, you know, exhale three times. And already right now, I want you to feel yourselves in the arms of a man that you feel treasured by. I want you to get a feeling of that. You're already in the arms of the man. And let me know if you could feel that as you sense it. Could you feel yourself in the arms of a man? Okay, great. Wonderful. So I want you to feel that. And what I want you to practice is I want you to feel allowing that. I want you to feel... the support of that, the wonder of that, the breath of that, the divinity of that, sort of the sense that you're with someone, you're this quality with this man or this masculine, it's holding you and being with you and covering you in a way that may have never happened before. You're willing to allow yourself to have a new seeing, a new feeling now.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So what I want you to do, I want you to practice your... when you get up in the morning and you before you go to bed, and you could do this very throughout the day, like it just takes seconds. I want you to do that exhale. And I want you to allow that beyond your opinion or thoughts about it, that the masculine, this your partner, could, that it's an honor for him to support you. It's an honor. There's an honor there that you don't have to have any obligation. In other words, I want you to allow yourself to receive it. Could you receive it right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when we come on again, we'll do
putting myself into that feeling. I can feel more relaxed.
Beautiful. We're gonna continue. Sherry's putting, our wonderful person who's putting Vibrant Living Florida together. By the way, I want to thank you for your vulnerability and openness. One of the things that's required, in my perspective, to go to this, I don't know what you want to call it, this next level of life, energy, healing, whatever you want to call it, is really the ability to be so vulnerable. And I love that about you because I feel like you really allowed yourself, because I asked you challenging things. We only got, and I so deeply appreciate you, Sherry. So Vibrant Matchmaking is beyond.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. So I guess Sessions, you just got to witness a little bit of the beginning of how I explore with people, and it's not linear. Your life is not linear. It's something beyond that. Dr. Tesha, give out your website, Dr. Tesha.
It's drtesha.com. drtesha.com.
Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, sweet Sherry. And thank you guys for listening. Stay with us on the Vibrant Living Network. And we're coming to a very big stadium, a big place in New York. I'm going to be sharing this with you. Let your most vibrant, wondrous vision blossom in as we go into the new year. Your life precious and joy. I'm Glenn Brooks.